with Nikki and Tamello in the morning.
Coast FM.
Another confusing day with COVID. Just when you think you've got your head around what's going on in the world, not. Especially after, now, we were talking about, it was only last week or the week before, how many beer-related festivals there seem to be.
Yeah.
One's been canned.
Oh, dear.
The Mindari... the Marina Mindari was due to host... I think you'll find that's the Mindari Marina. But anyway, due to host its annual Boardwalk Beer Fest this weekend on 25th. So what was that? Sunday.
Yeah.
Expecting up to 5,000 people. They've said, look, state government not going into phase five. And so it's going to be a bit hard to try and coordinate all of this properly, still under the phase four restrictions. So if you're... I mean, I know it's a fair way from Mandurah.
If you were going to make the large trip up there...
for a couple of beers, it'd be a very expensive Uber ride back, I imagine. So, but there you go. Just keep that in mind. That there you go. Not everything's necessarily set.
Also because the telethon... festivals on the same day, they were like, you know what, we've cancelled.
And the grand final. Like,
the day before,
Yeah, I mean, as weekends go, it's a pretty busy one.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Perhaps. I'm not entirely sure.
Oh, yeah, it's because of their restrictions.
Yeah, totally, totally because of phase five. Jacinda Ardern has weighed in on her wandering countrymen.
The ones over here.
Yeah, so it's not her fault. And, you know, to be
well,
fair,
it's not
her fault that some New Zealanders have taken advantage of the travel bubble to visit states that weren't technically part of the agreement.
Yeah.
But really, we need to sort that stuff out.
They shouldn't be able to do it.
Well, look, they're in quarantine at least.
Yeah.
So
the fact that they made it there is baffling.
Did nobody check where they were planning on visiting? Like, I don't know.
I don't know. I suppose once you're in Australia, they don't check your passports, do they? So they wouldn't even know that they're not from Australia.
And I guess what the deal is, once you're here, you're allowed to travel according to the deal. So if you can go to places without restrictions, then you can. But otherwise, you've got to go and sit in a hotel room for 2 weeks. And if that's what you want to do, then...
then sure.
Yeah. Unfortunately, though, there's a cap on how many people we let in.
Yeah. So they've taken away... from people that are overseas desperate to come
home. Maybe trying to get home, exactly right.
So hopefully it's all for good reasons and those people that have come in are also getting home and it's not like, I just came here on holiday.
Love your hotels, man. They're the best.
I'm going to stay there for 2 weeks and never leave.
Yeah, and then turn around and go back home. Yeah. And then they've got a quarantine before they go back into New Zealand,
apparently.
I don't
understand. So there's really no point trying to holiday at the moment.
Well, unless...
if you are doing that, then it just baffles me.
Just go and stay at your local motel. Like, you know, if you're that keen to see the inside of a hotel, just do one around the corner.
Yeah.
They'd probably appreciate the custom. Anyway, at least they are in quarantine before they're let loose on the population. So I guess we'll watch and see if that's a loophole that's been sorted out.
Mm.
South Australia, I think, have opened up because it was originally just New South Wales and NT. I think SA
they've
have
caved.
Joined in now. Well, look, they'll probably just see it as writing's on the wall.
Yeah, we can't stop them.
They're here anyway.
Yeah.
Nikki and Tamello's three things you need to know.
It's National Water Week, people, all about inspiring us to be aware of the value of the precious, precious drops.
Lovely.
Every single one of those.
Mm.
Very important. Now, you may have also heard tomorrow night is water night, and that's where... the deal is, if you want to get on board and have a go, you get a bucket of water that you get to use and that's it between 5 p.m. and 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Thankfully, that ties into sleeping time. But yes, that's it. No showers, no taps.
Gross.
Surviving on a bucket.
I would suggest prioritising that water.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, don't want to be washing myself with dirty dishwater.
That's the whole point, though. It's, you know, work out what bits are important, what things you really need to do.
Would you rather clean your plate with your ass or clean your ass with your plate? That's the question, I think. We've all got to ask ourselves.
You know what?
What would you rather?
In my case, it never came down to that being the choice I had to make. But tomorrow night, everyone's asking that question. Slightly different ways, possibly. But anyway, this week is also Limb Difference Awareness Week. Moving on. Mm-hmm. An opportunity to raise awareness of people living with a hand or limb difference. Now, the goal is to, you know, let people know about their experiences through their stories. Find out more at aussiehands.org. Now, October 21's Back to the Future Day.
Hey.
Because October 21's the day in 2015 that Marty travelled back to. So keep an eye out for time travellers.
Yep.
And it's also October 21 is World Nacho Day.
It's not your day. It's my day.
That's right. So get a sombrero. grab some corn chips and start singing Nacho, Nacho Man. Or not.
Or watch Nacho Libre.
Yeah, there you go. So there's many things you can do.
Oh, nachos.
Much debate about what it is to be rich in Australia of recent times after the Prime Minister said that Aussies earning $180,000 weren't necessarily wealthy. And it's obviously led people to contemplate what are the signs if you are, in fact, wealthy. And
this is how to find out. So if you're not sure, help.
This is according to, you know, general consensus, running it through the pub test. Apparently, if you fly Qantas exclusively, you're rich.
You're rich.
So you don't try and get yourself any discount stuff. If you exclusively buy Serena Tuna, which is the one in the yellow tin.
The yellow tin.
Yeah. Even when it's not on sale, you're rich.
You're rich.
Don't worry about that.
Sorry to say. More happy to say.
If you buy snacks at the cinema and not at the Aldi beforehand, you're rich.
You're rich.
Apparently, according to this, if you've got multiple streaming services, you're rich.
That's most of Australia's rich then, apparently.
Yeah. If you've got an ice machine dispenser on your fridge, Richie Rich, that's you.
Richie Rich.
When you don't sort your prices low to high when you're looking through Marketplace on Facebook, Clive Palmer, that's you. If you take children to fancy restaurants, if you've got a clawfoot bath, apparently.
Clawfoot bath means you're rich.
And the other ultimate idea that proves that you are, you know, not struggling is if you buy your basic, like, white T-shirt and various basic clothing elements from Country Road.
Oh,
rather than Kmart.
Definitely. I mean, who would voluntarily pay over $100
for a basic item? Like your undies?
Yeah. Undies. Goodness, if you're buying your under at Country Road.
Yeah.
You're a billionaire.
Hello to Clive Palmer, by the way. So NASA is about to, or they may be in the process of doing it right now, land a spacecraft on a lumpy asteroid called Bennu. And suck some dirt off it. They're going to do some vacuuming on an asteroid. They're doing it this morning. Just in case you're wondering, that is not an easy thing to do for a start.
What, vacuum an asteroid?
No.
No. Look, it doesn't sound it.
No. But after nearly 2 years of circling the small space rock between Earth and Mars, they're kind of doing it over the course of this morning. Keep in mind, the distance means there's a time delay of about 19 minutes between the asteroid and Earth. So any kind of command that you send from Earth takes 19 minutes to actually get to the place that you're trying to organise. So it means that rather than trying to do it real time and try and count in that 19 minute delay, they've got to basically just do the whole thing on a schedule, remote controlled, all ahead of times.
So why are they vacuuming an asteroid?
Well, they want to get little bits of dust so that they can try and work out stuff about the origin of the universe. It's just, you know, exploration, you stuff know, like that.
Just tings.
Yeah, just stuff, just because they can. But anyway, I mean, look, most people have trouble. Try that again. There they are with a 19-minute delay between here and the asteroid. And how many people have trouble parallel parking? That's what I want to know. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? This whole thing actually reminds me a little bit of the plot to Armageddon, which is why I feel like I need to. Because, I mean, apart from the fact that this time the asteroid's not on a collision course with Earth and Bruce Willis isn't leading a crack team of oil drillers who plan to land and drill a hole and dump a nuke down the shaft to save us. I mean, apart from that, Hollywood pretty much predicted this.
They did.
I can say.
97.3, Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
And with today's entertainment news that's brought to you by the letter C and the number 4, Vicky Parkinson.
Thank you. Oscar winner Jeff Bridges has been diagnosed with lymphoma. The Big Lebowski star wrote on Twitter, as the dude would say, new has come to light. I have been diagnosed with lymphoma. Although it is a serious disease, I feel fortunate that I have had a great team of doctors and the prognosis is good. I'm starting treatment and will keep you posted on my recovery. The 70-year-old followed up his announcement by thanking his family, friends and fans for their support. Bridges also reminded fans, please remember to go and vote because we're all in it together.
Hope he's all right.
Yeah. Gwen Stefani was on Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show this week and put the country twang on some of her biggest hits. Gwen is, of course, engaged to country music star Blake Shelton, which inspired the country cover of Hollaback Girl.
Not just gonna lovely.
I love it.
It's great.
Dolly, is that you?
It sounds a lot. You're right.
She is.
Absolutely.
The trailer for Shawn Mendes' Netflix documentary In Wonder has been released.
Maybe I should pretend that I'm Superman for a little bit longer. How do you get to the end of a very, very intense year? I wonder what it's like to be loved by. And want to do it all over again. I
sounds like your heart. To be
loved by. You know what the truth is? You walk up on the stage and you look around. And it feels like a dream. My song comes on the radio or something, and I'm like, everything is about you. It's always, they've always been about you. She goes, what do you mean? I'm like, they're all about you. Like, every song I've ever wrote.
No, of course he's talking about Camila Cabello. Isn't that the sweetest?
It is.
In Wonder premieres on Netflix November 23.
Nikki and Tamillo, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.